Let me say that again. You've been set free for freedom's sake. Wow. It doesn't say that we've been set free so that we can work really hard. It doesn't say that we've been set free so that we can become the next great evangelist. It doesn't say we've been set free so that we can get a whole bunch of people healed. It says that we've been set free for the purpose so that we can live free. You know, freedom sets people free. When we learned how to cater to the presence, to the glory, everything changed. My goal in life is to host his presence. And there's a bunch of people here with the same goal. Wow. And how much of God is available right now? Knowing that he not only loves you, he likes you. Knowing that he wants to be with you more than you even want him to be with you. What does that look like? How much of God then is available right now? Wow. You know, I have this ongoing question with God, and that's, God, how much can one man hold? How much of the presence of God can one person hold? One man, one woman. How much? And it's this ongoing question because I haven't found the answer yet. But I ask him to experiment on me all the time. And my heart is that he's going to release the same experiment on you today. And I tell you, we could stand up here and we could talk for days, but really, I just want to release this impartation that I feel like the Lord is releasing across the earth. And he's saying that there's people who are hungry. There's people who are ready to run with this. He just wants to release a level of fire on us this afternoon. It's going to change atmospheres. It's going to change where we go. Just nothing's going to be the same because of the fire of God that rests on our life. You know, we have permission to live that way because it was his idea in the first place. You're already pre-qualified because it was his idea.